Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, and welcome to a special edition of The Fadeaway featuring Cija Wu and Veronica Harris of Ballers of T.O., also former Toronto Raptor and NBA player Tracy the long-range bomber Murray. Now, this is a recap of game one of round two between the Raptors and Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay, I'm going to go start off with Veronica. You attended the game as a media member for BarnBurner. What was the atmosphere like? And the first half was great. The third quarter was okay. Fourth quarter, terrible. Overtime, yes, the game went to overtime. 113-112, the Cleveland Cavaliers winning. Your thoughts, Veronica?
To answer your first comment, Joe, your first question, actually, about how the atmosphere was. The atmosphere was ridiculous. I have that post-game article up right now, and if you guys want to take a look at it or anyone listening, my first line is, I have never had so much fun at a Raptors game in my life. The crowd was live. This staff was dancing on camera, off camera, and you can really, really tell that the players, both teams, wanted this win and why they wanted this win. I mean, Toronto has not won a game one against Cleveland. And I mean, I thought I was hearing for times of charm. I guess it's not. They were leading, what was it, guys? They were leading the whole game up until OT when Kyle Korver drained that three ball. So, I mean, it was a fantastic game. No complaints whatsoever. It was super exciting. And I mean, LeBron, I don't know if you guys are watching the same game I was, but he was not getting buckets like he normally does. So kudos to the Raptors for keeping him down. And I mean, we can talk about Drake next show because that man had his team in his seat once throughout the game.
All right, we'll talk about Drake later. But Trace, give me your thoughts about game one.
Toronto was in trouble. You can't lose game one at home against the King. That just cannot happen. And the reason LeBron didn't go get big numbers is because his teammates were stepping up tonight. No need to go get big numbers when you're getting decent numbers from J.R. Smith, who had 20 on 6 of 11 shooting and 5 of 6 from 3. No need to get big numbers when you get 19 from Kyle Korver. No need to get big numbers when you get 14 points from Tristan Thompson to go along with 12 rebounds. Now, all three of those guys are hit and miss. You never know when they're going to step up and have big games. Yes, LeBron had a triple-double with 26, 11, and 13. But 12 of 30 shooting, he wasn't really efficient. But the others stepped up. And I think that was the key. And that's the reason why, not the big numbers. I don't think he was as aggressive, even though it's 30 shots, it wasn't an aggressive 30 shots like I'm going to take this game over 30 shots. It was 30 shots spread over the course of the four periods in overtime.
Trace, LeBron James was tired. That's why he did not score. He was tired. He only played 47 minutes.
I agree. And he was tired. Honestly, he was tired in the first quarter. He took an early first quarter rest, and he had 7 points. 2 rebounds and 2 assists at the end of the first quarter. He was making sure he had some legs that was going to last throughout the rest of the game.
Okay. Cija, your opinion of game one?
It's really unfortunate that the Raptors lost. I know the fans are disappointed, and they're thinking, oh, man, is this going to be the third year in a row that the Cavaliers are going to end our season? But I don't think that the fans or anyone should be disappointed by this game. Even though we did lose, even though the Raptors did lose, they did great defensively. Like you said, LeBron James, he had other players step up on his team, and he only scored 26 points. And that's hard to contain LeBron to only 26 points. We saw him against the Pacers constantly getting 30 points, 40 points. And the two players that had the role of guarding LeBron James this game was a rookie, OG Anunoby, and Pascal Siakam, a second-year player. Both these players don't really have that much experience or don't have any experience, matter of fact, of guarding LeBron James in postseason. And when they did guard him during the regular season, they had a hard time guarding him without fouling him. But this game, the fact that they were only able to contain him to 26 points, is they deserve a pat on the back. And the thing is, with the other players on LeBron James' team stepping up, it's great, but I don't think they're able to do that every single game. Like I was saying, this isn't an NFL game where it's just one game and it's done. This is a series. It can go up to 7 games, and we haven't seen that at all during this series against the Pacers. None of his teammates were able to get 20 points. So it's great that they were able to step up this game, but how many times can they do that? I don't think they're going to flip the switch, and definitely not against the Toronto Raptors.
Well, here it is. Let's start off with Tracy. I'll start off with you. Game 2, Thursday here, 6 p.m. start at the Air Canada Center. If this is a do-or-die game, if anything, for the Raptors, because if they go down 2-0, heading back for 2 games in Cleveland, you are going to see, just said the fans are not saying, oh, here we go again. But if they go down 2-0, here we go again. And maybe, I'm not saying a sweep, but they're in definite trouble if they go down 2-0.
Well, I'm not going to say a sweep either, but they're in deep trouble going down 2-0. I think they're in trouble now. They lost home court advantage, and I think that's the problem right now. And you know, you had a good game with DeRozan. With, you know, he's 10 of 20 from the floor, 22 points. Lowry had 18, 6 of 12 from the field, 10 assists. I mean, they had the best game out of Valanciunas, who had 21 and 21. Mm-hmm. And they still lost the game. So if that doesn't concern you, then something is wrong. That should concern you. When the King doesn't have a good game, you get all of that productivity from Valanciunas, and the bench mob was definitely present tonight, and they lose. That's a problem.
Well, especially in the fourth quarter, let's go to the Veronica. Especially in the fourth quarter, Valanciunas was great all game, but in the fourth quarter, I believe he was 1 of 7. If he put in one more shot, the Raptors don't even go to overtime. And I'm not throwing it him under the bus here, but, you know, like, he has good games. And where was, again, Serge Ibaka, where was he? It looked like he got injured with his ankle there. And I know Kyle and DeMar played a good game, but they didn't – usually when they play games, they control the fourth quarter. They go to the net. They do – DeMar – I haven't seen him go to the fourth quarter to the net, Veronica.
I'll definitely speak on JV first. Now, I don't know if you guys were as stressed as I were in the dying seconds of the fourth. I mean, for example, he had 2 great opportunities to close out the game. Unfortunately, he didn't do so in the fourth. But after that shot, he had shot, and then DeRozan had it. And then JV, I believe, had a couple opportunities underneath the net. And that is frustrating to me personally, and I'm sure many others out there, because, I mean, JV, I typically think you were supposed to finish. Yes, he had a fantastic game. He had 21 points, 21 rebounds, which is outstanding. Definitely great playoff numbers, no complaints there. But as you had mentioned, Joe, and as Coach Casey had mentioned in the post-game interview, there were easy buckets that the Raptors should have gotten in. And so that's a little frustration on my part, as I'm sure he's very frustrated with himself there. But again, Fred VanVleet, he missed another game-winning opportunity. I believe it was the same spot in OT. So I'm really hoping we can kind of get through this and, you know, move on to the next round. Seriously, this is not a sweep. I don't think it's going to be a sweep either. But if they don't win game 2, it's going to be nerve-wracking. It's going to be nerve-wracking.
If they don't win game 2, the series is over. I don't care. They're not going to win 4 out of 5 games against Cleveland.
You're right.
The series is over. They're not going to win. They may not win 4 games there, even if they lost, like Tracy said, home court. But if they go down 2-0, they're not winning 4 out of 5 games. Now, Siege, what do you think of this in game 1, and what's your opinion in game 2? Who do you think will win in game 2?
I think the Raptors will take it in game 2. Like, again, they do have home court advantage, and this game came really close. But like everyone is saying right now, if they don't win game 2, they're in trouble. Like, I really don't see them winning the series if it is game 2 and they don't win. It's definitely going to go to 7 games if that does happen. But the only reason why I think the Raptors do have a chance is the fact that it took LeBron James 7 games to beat Indiana, and it was close. And the Raptors are a way stronger team than Indiana. And we all saw how tired LeBron was after that Indiana series. So it's just, for me, a matter of fact of how much can LeBron do? How much can he do until he's burnt out?
Okay, now, Trace, I want to ask you this. There was a mix-up with Drake and Kendrick Perkins there. I actually know what happened. Everybody on Twitter could see the mix-up or whatever. You're a former player. When you were playing, they didn't have a guy on the bench as the global ambassador who acts more like a coach than anything else. What would you do if you're the opposition and Drake sort of gets you in your face all game?
We had that with Spike Lee in New York. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's part of the game. It's not something you engage with. You know, you knock down some shots, you talk some trash back, and that's about it. That's where it normally stays. But, I mean, that's just a small, minute, you know, part of what's going on with the game. To get back to this game, you know, it's like they missed a lot of chippies at the end. Valanciunas need to dunk the basketball. He's 7 feet, 7'1". You got to dunk those. You can't play pit the ball in at the end or lay the ball up. When you need a bucket and your game depends on it and you have seconds left before you go into overtime and you have your hands on the ball, you got to dunk that basketball and secure the win. That's something that hopefully he learned from this period, this loss, that he can, you know, take with him throughout the rest of the series. Now, to go back to talk about the rest of the series, I guarantee you, you know, if they lose the next game, series is over. But to talk about the next, who's going to get the next win, I think the Raptors are going to win the next one because they understand the sense of urgency. They already lost home court advantage. And if they do go down 0-2, they know what the consequences are. So I think they're going to win the second game.
If there was ever, you know, a series that they had to come out and dominate the Cleveland Cavaliers, because Cleveland had a seven-game series. This is the first time the Raptors waited for their opponent. They were at home. The first quarter, the half, it looked good. And then they blew an opportunity. And I'm afraid, as a Raptor fan, and I'm sure we're all Raptor fans here, but they may have blown the series because of the way they lost today. Let's go to CJ. What do you think about that?
A loss is a loss at the end of the day. I felt like it could have been a lot worse. You could have lost without going into overtime. You know, the Raptors hustled all game. The way I saw them come out during the first quarter, the way they completely shut down the Cavaliers in the first quarter, I need to see that all game. So the Raptors need to stay consistent. They need to go back, look at some game tape, look at how they played in that first quarter, and continue that on every single game, the whole game.
All right. So, Veronica, you were there. When they went into overtime, how was the crowd reaction? And when they lost, it seems like everybody is brokenhearted.
Yeah, of course. So everyone, obviously, even if you don't watch basketball in the city of Toronto, is brokenhearted because of this. It was definitely difficult to watch, but guys, the reason why it was so difficult to watch is because that you could see how hard the Raptors had fought for this game. And, leading the game, the whole game regulation time, is unbelievable for the Raptors. LeBron, he didn't put up his best numbers, but still, I mean, the rest of his guys, they put up great numbers, which obviously helped them win. Korver, he didn't have that many points, but, I mean, his leadership and his mentality and the way he plays definitely brought light to the rest of the team. Now, the bench mob, obviously, they got to keep doing what they're doing. And I don't think this was the Raptors' fault. I know that may sound a little bit silly because, obviously, they could, you know, they're the only ones who could lose the game for themselves, but I applaud them. It was a great game. The atmosphere was amazing. The players, I mean, there was a little bit of drama in the middle. I was getting a little scrappy. I wasn't a fan of that. But all in all, it was a fantastic game, and I cannot wait for game two because I think the whole game is focused on the series.
Let's face it. The one whose fault it was. It was CJ's fault because she knows she's going to game five, so she wanted a game five. Now, Tracy, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you. Of course, Tracy will be back on Thursday, but we should just touch on Boston showing up and defeating Philadelphia. Was that a surprise to you, Trace?
No, it's not a surprise to me. Boston's at home. So, I mean, home court advantage means a lot. And this goes, but let me talk about the Raptors situation real quick one more time before we sign off.
Yeah.
They worked hard. They worked their behinds off all year to get home court advantage. It's huge when you have home court advantage in the playoffs. And when you lose at game one, that's tough. And CJ mentioned, you know, earlier about going game seven with Indiana. The reason why they went game seven with Indiana is because they matched up better defensively against LeBron James. Even though he was getting 40, they matched up better defensively against them, so they were able to push them to a game seven. That still remains to be seen with this Raptor team. Yes, it went into overtime. Yes, it could have gone either way. But they have a mental block against LeBron James right now, and he's taking advantage of it. So let's see what the mindset's going to be coming out in game two and see what type of fight they have.
All right. So, Trace, once again, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Real Tracy L. Murray on Facebook, at Real Tracy L. Murray on Instagram, and at Real Tracy Murray on Twitter.
All right. Veronica, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you. And by the way, Veronica will be hopefully at Jurassic Park on Thursday getting fan reaction there if the rain holds off, put it that way.
That's great. You guys put out the good vibes out there. Let the sun continue to shine for me.
All right. Tell them how they can get a hold of you.
All right. Cool, guys. So you guys can definitely get a hold of me through Instagram and Twitter. Veron206 as well as Ballers of PO. And once again, check out that post-game article, kind of
recapping
the whole game.
All right. CJ Lou did also a Barn Burner Live on Facebook post game edition. Check that out. But CJ, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can check me out on Barn Burner Live on Facebook every Tuesdays and Fridays as well. My Instagram is Miss CJ Lou and Twitter is CJ Lou with two U's at the end.
All right. And hopefully we'll all be back on Thursday talking about a Raptors victory. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, everyone.